Our Dharma message this morning will be given by Reverend Joel Sheen Kummerl. His title is Reflections on the Year 2018.
Please join me in Gassho and let us bow our heads in reverence. If you miss someone you loved, say Namo Amida Butsu. He or she who lives in the six characters, Namo Amida Butsu, is again with you. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for attending the last Sunday service of this year this morning. We have only one day left this year. The new year will be here very soon, the day after tomorrow. Have you prepared for welcoming the new year? My family and I have prepared for the new year by cleaning our home and sending New Year's cards. Last Friday, Bethuin ministers, my family and my son's friends, made kagami mochi, big size rice cakes, to offer to the Buddha at the New Year. Tomorrow, at 11 p.m., we will have the New Year's Eve service with bell ringing out the old year Joya no Kane. Please join our service to send off the old year and welcome the new. We are looking forward to celebrating New Year's Day. I wish you all a happy New Year. By the way, 3 weeks ago, the Japanese kanji character of the year, which best represent 2018, was announced by the head priest of Kiyomizu-dera Temple in Kyoto by writing the character on a large sheet of Japanese paper. The 2018 Japanese kanji character of the year is disaster. Wazawai oasai in Japanese. In 2018, Japan was hit by a number of disasters, floods, typhoons, and earthquakes. The U.S. was also hit by hurricanes and forest fires. And here in Hawaii, Kilauea volcano erupted fiercely. So let us take a few moments of silence to send our thoughts of heartfelt compassion to those who are victims and those who are still affected by those disasters, and extend our deepest condolences to those families who have lost family members and friends at this time. Please close your eyes, bow our heads, and have a few moments of silence. Thank you. You may open your eyes. This morning, I would like to share the form of the wind with you. Have you ever heard about the form of the wind, kaze no denwa in Japanese? There is a telephone booth which is called the form of the wind in Otsuchicho, Iwate Prefecture, which was badly affected by the Great East Japan earthquake 7 years ago. The telephone booth is connected to nowhere. However, The poem provides visitors who lost their loved ones in the earthquake an opportunity to convey their thoughts to their loved ones through the form of the wind. So far, over 30,000 people who wanted to talk to and be connected with their loved ones visited the telephone booth, and their thoughts were conveyed to their loved ones by the wind. There is a notice displayed inside the telephone booth which says, "Close your eyes gently and listen to the sound around you. Carefully speak from your heart into the form of the wind. When you hear the sounds of wind, waves of the sea, or birds singing, convey your feeling to your loved ones through the poem." A father talked to his deceased son and wife. "もしもし、信行、is our mom with you? Thank you for taking care of our mom, grandpa, and grandma too. I'm sorry I can't be with you to take care of them. Mom, I'll call again. Mom, I call again." A mother talked to her deceased son. "Masa, it's been a long time. I say we are all very well. I wish I could listen to your voice, but I can't. When there is a car coming, I always think about you. And for a moment I think that you are coming back home. I think you might be worrying about your children, but each one of them is working hard. They are all very well. Please don't worry. Please settle down and be at peace. I'll talk to you later. I'll come back and call you again. Bye until then." A daughter talked to her deceased father. "You promised that you would buy a violin for me. I will buy it myself. Since I entered junior high school and started to play tennis, I still haven't been able to reach the top 8. But I want to make it into the top 8 in the final game. Please back me up." A grandson talked to his deceased grandpa. "Okawa-ji-chan, I finished all my homework. We are all very well. Goodbye." The telephone booth is connected to nowhere. However, talking to loved ones via the form of the wind makes people feel connected with their deceased loved ones and feel that their thoughts will surely be delivered to their loved ones. The feeling of being connected with loved ones is in the imagination of the people. However, the imagination provides those people comfort, hope, and a will to live. Sometimes we can't accept the sudden separation from our loved ones by death. We still want to connect with our loved ones somehow, because we hope to be connected with loved ones. The Jodo Shinshu teachings teach us that there is a place called the Pure Land where Amida Buddha and our loved ones who have passed away dwell. The Pure Land is considered the true bond between the hearts of departed people and the hearts of those who remain in this life. There is a poem regarding the Jodo Shinshu teachings. If you miss someone you loved, say Namo Amida Butsu. He or she who lives in the six characters, Namo Amida Butsu, is again with you. This poem means, when you recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, you can meet your loved one. In 2018, I lost my aunt, who attended my wedding ceremony in Germany. Before my aunt passed away, she lost her second daughter and her husband this year. My father officiated all three funerals for them, and only the eldest daughter is left in her family. Besides that, I lost my Dharma friend, Reverend Hans Martens, who was a minister at the Jikoji Temple in Antwerp, Belgium, last September, at the age of 68. This is Jikoji Temple in Antwerp, Belgium, which was established in 1979. When I lived in Germany, he was very kind to me and always supported me. I had interviewed twice with Reverend Hans Martens when he was in Kyoto. The first interview was when he ordained. The other interview was when he attended Shinran Shonin's 750th memorial service at Honganji. He shared about his vision of the future of Jodo Shinshu in Belgium with me. He said, probably we will have ups and downs. We have had ups and downs for past 34 years now. Once Buddhism is recognized as an official religion in Belgium, which is very soon in a couple of years, we hope, we would have to prepare teachers, future teachers. And because we are the only Pure Land school in Belgium, they just asked us, please can you provide French-speaking teachers to start with, then the Dutch-speaking teachers later. Work hard and be a Shin Buddhist in whatever situation. He continued to talk. When you hear these small details, you think, wow, this is a very difficult situation they are in. And it's not advancing like perhaps in Japan or Asia in general. I would like to ask you to be patient for maybe 100 or 200 years, Jodo Shinshu will flourish. Now I miss him so much, and I worry about the Jodo Shinshu situation in Belgium. But I keep reciting the name, Namo Amida Butsu. Through this holy name, I am sure to meet him again, who lives in the six characters, Namo Amida Butsu. When we recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, we can meet our loved ones. In closing, I would like to recite one chapter from the teaching of Jodo Shinshu. The title is New Year. Please let us bow our heads in reverence. New Year. We should carefully examine our own lives and begin the new year with positive steps in a new direction. Renyo Shonin advised his disciple, whose name was Dotoku of Kanjuji Village, at the beginning of the new year. How many years have you reached, Dotoku? I urge you to recite the 念仏Namo Amida Butsu. On Dotoku's repeating his age, Renyo Shonin directed him to recite the 念仏 anew. It is never a matter of course that each year we live another year. The extinction of our lives will come in due course. Amida Buddha sympathizes with our transitory nature and keeps reminding us to recite the 念仏. Encountering the true teaching now, we come to realize this 念仏 practice, which leads us to the Pure Land, and step forward into a new year with a life of peace and serenity. It is our greatest joy to begin the new year with the recitation of the 念仏 Namo Amida Butsu, the teachings of Jodo Shinshu. So please join me in Gassho, and let us recite the name Namo Amida Butsu together. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.